expensive because of the amount of labor involved, and one person having to copy out the entire book, and the materials were also pretty expensive at one point, too, compared to other things of the time, the parchment and the way that various ink was made, etc. And so this made, again, this made books very expensive. In fact, a Bible often cost as much in those days as a house would cost. So you can imagine why most people didn't have one in their home. They couldn't afford it. And the only people who might be able to afford a Bible in their home would have been the same people who could have afforded a second house. And we know that that's the minority rather than the majority of people that can afford such a thing. So one of the great advances for us as a society is that we now can have not just one, but multiple Bibles in our homes. And instead of costing as much as a new house, you can probably find for as little as $3 or something if you look around at the right spot online or whatever. But even in a bookstore, it's probably not more than 10 unless it's, nicely decorated or whatever. At any rate, I hope most of us have not just the Bible at home, but also a copy of the Catechism of the Catholic Church and other spiritual books besides. You might even have access to online faith resources, such as formed.org, or perhaps some of you have used the Howl app, or different things of that sort. We have, in those ways, many opportunities to spend time developing our faith life, and many resources at our disposal to do just that. Yet with all those opportunities to study and to reflect on our faith, the demands of this world can still distract us. As we have greater access to God's Word, we also have greater access to distractions. We have more demands placed on our time as well. When Jesus visits Martha and Mary, as encountered in today's Gospel reading, we see two signs of the tension between contemplating the words of Jesus on the one hand and attending to earthly demands on the other. Martha does what any good host would do. She serves the guests in her home. She makes sure they have what they need. She responds well to the situation in front of her so that everyone present can enjoy the occasion. Mary, on the other hand, simply sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to him speak. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, the feet of the Master, would typically be the place of a disciple or a student learning from that Master. In this case, as Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, she shows that she is taking in and contemplating the words of Jesus, simply enjoying the chance to be in his presence. And of course, remember, the Mary we're talking about here, this is the sister of Martha and of Lazarus. We're not talking about Mary Magdalene, nor are we talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, but again, a different Mary altogether. Well, Martha is frustrated by what appears to be Mary's lack of helping in the hosting duties. Jesus reminds her that Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. In other words, he is saying that while Martha is doing something good in hosting and making sure the guests are well cared for, Mary has found something even greater. Being in the presence of Jesus and enjoying his presence. Certainly, all of us have our Martha-like duties. We have things we must do and things which are greatly helpful to those around us. At the same time, we must remember to be like Mary. We need time simply to sit and listen to Jesus. We need those opportunities to contemplate his words. We need a chance simply to be in his presence and to enjoy that moment. We are called to follow Jesus, and we are called to a true friendship with him. If we are indeed to have a true friendship, we must indeed spend time with him. The world needs us, without a doubt, to do good things. It does, in fact, need us to be good Marthas. But if we're going to do those things, if we're going to be good Marthas, we must first be good Marys We must develop and cherish that wonderful time with Jesus and use it as the fuel to do those good things that we need. We must not simply wait for those other distractions to go away. Rather, we have to seek out and value that time with Jesus. Value it for its own sake and for what the Lord can do for us. The opportunities exist to be with our Lord. Thankfully, they're not as expensive as buying a second house. But we do have to prioritize them. We do have to seek them out. We have to make space for them in our lives. So that contemplating the Lord's words, listening to Him, being with Him, we can indeed do all the other things that our life demands of us as well.